Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome for a wonderful show today, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money and you're ready for your money, start working harder for you now. You want that freedom. You want that cash flow, that prosperity today, not waiting 30 or 40 years from now, if you're lucky in the stock market, hoping that someday you might be able to retire and have some sort of crappy fixed income freedom. That's not what we're here about today, guys, because we're here about creating freedom and cash flow now so you can use those years and the things that you love to create a life of living, of purpose, of legacy, and be a rippler by creating a ripple effect through the lives of others by blessing them with the gifts and the talents that you have versus just living in survival. And guys, thank you so much for allowing me to create a ripple effect through you, because through this show, you guys have been amazing. You've been binging, you've been sharing with others. The show just keeps growing, and that's all because of you. So thank you for doing that and for applying these things in your life. As a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. There's, again, the great blogs on there. And remember to subscribe not just to our show, but even to our YouTube channel. You can also see there on our website, so check it out. Hey, are you looking for another great podcast to listen to? One about investing and not only just investing, but learning about cool deals like investing in apartments that does not require you to have to be an accredited investor or have $1 million. Hey, if you want to check that out, go check out my friend Lane Kawaoka's site, simplepassivecashflow.com. He's got a great podcast also called Simple Passive Cash Flow that you can check out on YouTube, iTunes, or whatever your favorite podcast app is. If you want some great education and to learn about great ways to invest in other types of deals without, again, needing a ton of money, check it out, simplepassivecashflow.com, or look up Simple Passive Cash Flow on YouTube or your podcast app. Check it out. Today, guys, so I've got a special guest here. So I've got Max Keller. So Max here, the thing that I love is that this guy has so much experience in the real estate space, right? He's been an active investor for many, many years. He's a real estate investor. He's a best-selling author. He's got tons of books out there. He's a highly sought-after consultant, speaker, and an expert panelist on the topic of lead generation and marketing for real estate investors. So if you're an active real estate investor, this is the guy you need to be following. By the way, in just a few short years, Max went from a full-time high school math teacher position to flipping over 100 houses. His unique marketing approach landed him on stage with Robert Kiyosaki, being presented with the 2019 Industry Innovator of the Year Award. Fueled by his passion for real estate, Max is still a teacher at heart, and which is something I can definitely relate to. And today he's going to share a strategy that's working right now. So guys, the big thing I want to talk about here is so many of you guys will say, all right, I've got so much money, but how do I get more? How do I create more leverage, right? How do I get more OPM? If I can't get it from the bank, where can I get it? And that's really the topic of the show today. So if you want to figure out how to get more cash in your hand to be able to create better returns, this is who we're talking to here. Max Keller, welcome to our show, man.
Hey, Chris, good to be here. Just glad it's a great day, great weather. We're just going to make it happen.
That's right, man. At least we're not being hit by hurricanes. That's what matters, you know?
That's right. That's pivotal.
Yep. So tell me, like, what? How'd you even go from math teacher to being real estate investor? Like, what was that jump? What made that happen?
Sure. Yeah. You know, I was teaching math and I really enjoyed it. I figured that I was going to be a math teacher my whole life, but I wanted to, you know, make it extra income. Probably like a lot of people, you know, are listening to the show. And so, you know, like a lot of people, I liked, you know, the house flipping shows. I met some local mentors and kind of always had the mindset that, you know, if I saw somebody else doing something, you know, I could do it too. You know, you just really just need the knowledge. I mean, you need a formula, you know, you have to know what you're doing. And, you know, I had a growing family, you know, you have a large family and, you know, I do too. I had, we had just had our fifth child. And so, Congrats. You know, just teaching salary wasn't really enough, you know, and I wanted to have more time freedom and more passive income. So yeah, just started dipping my toes into real estate. You know, I started out wholesaling, then I was flipping, then I, you know, about one house at a time, and then I started flipping multiples. And then you know, things kept going, you know, really good. The problem was, is that my deal flow was exceeding, you know, my funding that I could handle on my own. So right. I had to reach out to, you know, to banks. I had to reach out and get more financing so I could do more deals and scale up my business.
Yeah.
And you know, this was a new concept for me. And, you know, there's, you know, tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of other real estate investors like me who are kind of in the same predicament all the time, especially, you know, now with what's happening with the virus and the disruptions. There's a lot of houses that need to be rehabbed. I mean, they're every year people move out of them. And right. So there's a huge market for people, active real estate investors, who borrow funds to revitalize these neighborhoods. And yeah, so, you know, I started out going the traditional route. I used, you know, all of my, you know, lines of credit, all the things mm-hmm. that I qualified for. You know, then I went to community banks and I found that they were really, you know, they weren't very flexible, especially now. Mm-hmm. You know, the lending is really, really strange and arduous.
Tricky right now.
Really tricky. So yeah. You know, I went the community bank route, and then I started using hard money. And mm-hmm. hard money is a good place to get started, you know, yeah. And it really, you know, helped me understand that relationship. But, you know, I would talk about what I do, and I had local business owners that would reach out to me and say, you know, how could I get involved in this? And they didn't really know what private mortgage lending was mm-hmm. and you know, and how it even worked. So their idea of getting into real estate was like buying a rental. Like, if you find me a mm-hmm. rental, you know, can I buy it? And then can you manage sure. it? And, you know, so there's just like, I think that there's a lot of people out there. I know this is way it was for me. Mm-hmm. They kind of know, like, real estate, they're making connections between wealth and real estate, cash mm-hmm. flow and real estate. But, you know, what are like the actual step-by-step process to get there? And that's the part that, you know, is a little bit fuzzy. So yeah, just, I was flipping more homes and I started meeting, you know, people in my office building, people in my local community that wanted to get involved. You know, I started learning the private lending system and creating, you know, a program for my own. And started using private funds to take down, you know, the deals for short and long-term deals and, you know, help you know, investors make great rates of return. And now we've expanded it to an education program where we actually, my partner Brant and I wrote a book and we use it to teach people how to get involved in the space, because, you know, you can't just give your money to somebody and, you know, it's not hope estate, it's real estate. So like there right. are steps, there are checks and balances. And if you've never been in real estate before, it's a great thing. It may be great for you, but I just encourage people to get the education, get the knowledge, really understand, you know, details matter, you know, yeah. the deal matters, who you're working with matters. So that's been the journey for us. You know, we flipped about 120 houses in the last few years here in Dallas, Fort Worth. And, you know, we have rentals, and now, just, I think being a teacher turned into a whole nother mission, which is now we're on this mission to educate people on private lending and how it works and, you know, what mistakes to avoid.
Yeah. It's a big deal. I mean, I've done it personally as well, like before the last recession, and that was not fun, especially when it was in a real estate deal that depreciated and then couldn't get their money back because there was no liquidity. Right. And that was a nerve wracking place. And there's a lot of liability behind that. I mean, you don't do it right. I mean, it can be a big risk. It's amazing. Like, it creates massive leverage and it's awesome. It's way better than using banks because it's a lot less red tape to go through. But I mean, you got to be careful.
Yeah. The active, you know, both people do, you know, the mm-hmm. active real estate yeah. investor, you know, from, you know, as you know, when I'm sitting in the seat, because I do both, I lend, you know, my own money, and then I'm an active real estate investor and I borrow.
Yeah.
When you're borrowing, the mindset that me and Brant have, and in our students who co-author some of our educational books, you mm-hmm. know, trusted experts all over the country, you know, the mindset that we want them to have is, you know, you have to be able to put the odds in your lender's favor and mm-hmm. just do everything that you can to, like you said, stay liquid. And make sure yeah. that, you know, you're borrowing somebody's money and this is a big deal. And mm-hmm. so what are your, you know, plan, what's the plan B? You know, what's mm-hmm. the backup plans? What are the contingencies? What are, you know, do you have the capacity to make somebody whole? Even if, you know, you don't make a lot of money on the deal or lose money on the deal. You know, Brant and I have been thankful the way that we've structured our deals going all the way back, Brant, I think for 13 years mm-hmm. to where we've never, we've been able to pay every single lender back. And that's super mm-hmm. important. There's kind of two components to that. So if you're passive and you're thinking about maybe getting involved in real estate, you know, step number one, educate yourself, really understand, yes. you know, how to vet a borrower, how to vet a deal, you know, how to make sure that you have your documents set up to where your money is securitized and it has,
has collateral.
Yeah. It has the collateral. It has the correct forms, you know, mm-hmm. and they're prepared by the right people. You know, these yes. are details matter. So mm-hmm. that's, I would just say education, you know, first, and then, you know, make sure that you're working with somebody that number one, if a deal goes sideways, they take responsibility. You know, we mm-hmm. take personal responsibility for the deals that we borrow. Some people don't. That's okay. Just find out. And then, so people don't pay investors back for one of two reasons. They either don't want to, the deal went sideways and that was the risk they took, mm-hmm. Or they don't have the capacity. And so, if people who get involved in private lending, you know, does the person that you're lending to have the capacity to pay you back if something goes wrong in a deal and goes sideways, even if they want to? So those are some things that we, encourage people to really, really learn about as they're, going down the journey.
Yeah. I always remind people, if they're being the lender, they got to think of themselves like a bank too. You know, like there's got to be assets there. There's got to be something to back it up, or what if there's something does go wrong? What's plan B or even plan C in case even plan B doesn't work, right? Where's there some recourse? Do you have even other assets that could possibly have claim? Usually that's going a little bit farther than what most people will do and what you maybe even need to do. But because if the deal's good, if it's got equity, I mean, there's different things you can analyze to see if that's good. But definitely on the borrower side, I mean, there's a lot of responsibility there. So let's kind of go into that as well as why would we want to borrow private capital? Like, why do you think there's such a benefit to that with despite all these risks and everything else? Why should we do it?
And so, one of the great ways is that, just from a benefit to everybody's standpoint, you can help a lot of people. There's right now that are, investing in the, stock market. They don't feel like they have control and they're not sure if it's going to go, up, down, sideways or diagonal. And they don't even know about this. It's like a secret club. And so, when we bring people into our program, they're so excited. It's the peace of mind, and they know that real estate is there and, if it's insured correctly and they're named, on the insurance policy, mm-hmm. it just feels better. It's really the way to explain it. So from the borrower standpoint, it's great because number one, working with private lenders, you build relationships where, sometimes you work at banks and other people. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, it's just a corporate thing and it's kind of hard to really get that, that continuity. Yeah. So it's great to build relationships with like-minded people, help them. It's great, as a business owner, because you can do more deals. Obviously, if you have more funding, it takes, mm-hmm. takes money to do deals and to make, big improvements. And so if it's really how you have it structured, if you have it structured to where it's a win-win, then it's good. I mean, you obviously have to know what you're doing. I tell mm-hmm. folks, who are active real estate investors, if they've never done deals or they haven't done a lot of deals, don't borrow from private lenders. Go and borrow from hard money lenders. Go borrow from banks. Borrow from people who are looking at this all day, because mm-hmm. the last thing that you want to do is not qualify for a hard money loan or a bank loan and then borrow money from a private individual. That is not what you want to do, and the same thing, a lot of times the private lenders, they're not as up on this. They made their money mm-hmm. in something other industry. They don't understand real estate that well. And they're just trusting the person. You got to do more than that. You got to know a little bit about what you're looking at, because mm-hmm. you may have somebody in front of you that just got turned down from a hard money lender. They got turned down from a bank. You're kind of their last hope. And that's not probably the deal that you want to invest in. So it's an education. There's education involved on both sides. And that's what it really takes to make it a win-win.
Yeah, I agree. The thing that's amazing, I mean, not so much my clients, because my clients usually want double digit returns, right? But I'll tell you, like the general population, they horribly question double-digit returns. They think that it's got to be a scam. If you're going to pay me 10, 12%, it can't be legit. It's too good to be true. But you tell them, hey, we'll pay you a steady income of 6% or 7%, they're all over it. You know, they think, well, that's great because that's more than I can pull out from my mutual funds where I'm making 2 or 3% a year. I can make double the cash flow, the double the income from the same money, right? And so for them, it's like you said, it's a big win-win, but it's also a win for the person because if they're only paying 6 or 7%, unless you stink at real estate, you should be able to make a lot more profit than that.
Right. And you know, another thing about that, a lot of the demand from people who find out about private mortgage lending to real estate investors and have never, you know, heard of this or done it before. Mm-hmm. A lot of the demand comes from the fact that they're not just looking for return of, you know, they're not just looking for return on their investment. They're looking for return of investment.
That's right.
You know, with some of the other, you know, we'll just pick on the stock market for right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, it can, I guess, theoretically go to zero. And mm-hmm. I'm not saying that house prices can't go up or down. You know, I'm not a CPA. I'm not an attorney. You know, I can't predict the future. But mm-hmm. just people feel like, okay, I'm looking at a physical building here, and I just don't know how it would ever go down to zero.
It has intrinsic value.
Yeah. It has a utility. And
So
that's really, you know, a lot of the draw and the benefit is there's been folks and, you know, you do this long enough, you know, who lost, I mean, at least in the last recession, the major one, right, or 2008, mm-hmm. You know, they lost a lot. And, and it went, you know, so they lost a lot of principal. It wasn't just the interest. And so that's really what drew me into it. I mean, I didn't even know that existed. When I got into real estate, my goal was to get one rental a year. I thought mm-hmm. if I just save the math teacher, get a rental a year, you know, that'll do something. And then mm-hmm. after 20 years, you know, I'll have some stuff. It'll be paid off. And there's so many different ways to go. But then I like lending now from my own, out of my mm-hmm. own monies because it's so passive. You know, right. I can drive by the house, you know, if I'm lending to somebody local, mm-hmm. It's insured. You know, if there's a fire or something like that, I can go check on the property. It's somebody that I know, like, and trust. There's always risk in whatever we do, but that's why I do it, is because it makes me feel good. Mm-hmm. And it's just feels like, you know, once you know what's going on, I don't have to spend much time in it. Like, I don't have to go check on the house every day. I don't have to spend hours doing research. You know, I don't even know how to do research on some of these companies. Mm-hmm. I already have a relationship with the borrower, and I look at their deal, and then I send the money to the title company, and mm-hmm. then, you know, I get either my monthly interest, or, you know, some of my borrowers, I get paid monthly. You know, some of them, we just let it accrue till the end, and then, you know, I just sign the release form at the end, you know, for the payoff. Yeah. So it's like, it's very passive. One thing, you know, Chris, you know, as well as me, we're both really into time and how mm-hmm. it's, you know, and spending time with our families and not just being a, you know, a wage slave. Yeah. And time is really important. And so it's not just return is important. Okay. Mm-hmm. Return of, you know, your investment, then, you know, what the return is going to be on it. But then also mm-hmm. is how much time do you have in the deal? Because if two people make, you know, 10% returns, and it's a certain amount of money at the end of the year in two different investments, they didn't make the same amount. They had different time costs involved. They had different emotional costs involved. Mm-hmm. So it's just, from my own personal experience, that's what drew me to private lending mm-hmm. was because of the time leverage. I don't have to put a lot of my time in. The emotional cost for me isn't very high because I've researched it and learned. And so I know what it looks like. So I'm going to bed at night fine. And that's, you know, so that's what people can, you know, aspire to if they've never done it before.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. Like that leverage of, I mean, time and energy is way more important than money, right? And that's the key right there. And yeah, to leverage that time to be able to say, hey, now I can get the returns, you know, depending on what they look like. Yeah, I agree. And I definitely love what you said too. I mean, it's more important this is a mantra I use with my clients. It's more important to get return on your money or return of your money than it is to get return on your money, right? You know, that's always the first priority, is how do I make sure I get my money back? And then secondly, do I get return on top of it too?
Right.
So, Yeah, great advice. I really appreciate it, Max. If people want to either understand more, how to do this for themselves, and I know you've got a lot of great educational tools and things like that, how would they go about reaching out to you or following you more?
Yeah, so I've got a couple, contact emails and things like that. So why don't I just, one of them is Max at Savior, S-A-V-I-O-R, realty.com. So they can send me an email there if they want to get access to some educational materials. We've got some of those. And then you can just, probably easiest where I'm most active is Facebook. So you can just look me up there, Max, N as in Nicholas Keller. And, all my stuff's on there. Send out a message. And yeah, I hope it works out for, everybody. Just explore it and learn about it. My partner Brant and I have a book out that teaches people how to invest in, private lending if they've never done it before. Yeah. And so I'd be more than happy for, folks who reach out to send them a copy, digital or print, and get it into their hands. No problem.
Awesome. Love it, man. Again, thank you so much for your wisdom and your experience and your advice here. This has been very valuable. So I really appreciate it today.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
So everybody else, remember, it's not enough to just be a hearer of the word. You got to be a doer as well, right? It's not just enough to hear it and say, yeah, I get this. It's about, can I actually apply it and make it work in my life so it really translate into real wealth? So that's my challenge to you guys today. Make it a wonderful and prosperous week. And we'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.